Engaging our youth. Here on iHeartRadio with influential guests such as Susan Taylor.
We're a community in crisis, and we have to step up. We have to stand up. We have to speak up. We have to work together.
Jasiri X.
And then because we have Facebook and Twitter and we're able to share this information, the information is getting out there more.
Dr. Julia Hare.
Because we live in a racist society, and you can get arrested, black boys, for walking while black, thinking while black, driving while black, and anything you're doing while black.
Dick Gregory.
I can go and tell you why this program you have is so beautiful. That one, truth don't never have to be validated by ignorance.
Exactly.
But ignorance will never validate truth.
This is It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio. Tune in every Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on WWWEAM 1100 on iHeartRadio.
What are you hearing now?
1100Atlanta.com.
And so again, I said, you know, what you're doing is very important. And a lot of times when you do shows like this, you must have people listen. Get a tape recorder or make the tape available.
Hit us up on the hotline at 404-63-8770.
And now,
Jeff Hodges.
What's up, you guys? We are back. It's your girl, Shauna.
And Star.
And we are here with It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio. You know how we do, guys. Every Friday, we are coming at you with the latest news in hip hop. And you know that we're going to have a special guest like we always do. Today, our special guest is the girl group, the Mako Girls. They are going to be in here talking with us about some music. So it's only right that we dedicate this today's episode just to the women in entertainment.
Yes, right? I'm excited. I feel like women in entertainment are just thriving right now.
Thriving. I mean, we have women getting awards, big acting awards, big music awards. Women in, not just African-American women, but women in the entertainment industry, period, are just thriving. So we're going to dedicate tonight's episode to the women in the music industry and
just entertainment in general. You know what I think is like thriving right now? Books. A lot of people are making books. I think women are kind of taking, I don't know, just their womanhood into their own hands and like deciding to write books about just being brutally honest. So that's exciting. I'm excited to see where all that goes. I hope a lot more people start making books, like Gabrielle Union's book. I really enjoyed that one. I read it twice. That's a problem.
Now, speaking about Gabrielle Union, one thing that I love about her is she is coming out with nothing but complete honesty. And I want to get your opinion on it, and all the listeners out there, guys, let us know how you feel about this. So recently, Gabrielle Union came out and she admitted that she was once a bully just to other women. And it took a lot of self-discovery and for herself to realize, why as a woman do I have to put down another woman in the entertainment industry? Now, I don't know if you all have realized, but recently her and Jada Pinkett Smith sat down on Jada Pinkett Smith's talk show called Red Table Talk, and they settled a long beef. Now, what's your opinion on why do you think women in the entertainment industry constantly just don't get along?
I think just as women in general, we feel like we owe prettiness to people just because we occupy the space of like being a female. And I feel like that's heightened in the music industry and just in the entertainment industry because you're being pitted against other women all the time. You have to look your best. You have to be doing your best. And I feel like in general, if you have the same sound as someone else, like we have to go against each other. Even if we're friends, even if we like the same stuff, like it's inevitable. And I think also a lot of fan bases and audiences don't realize that you can like
you
two
can
people at the same
both.
Time.
You can support both. And I think that's a really big problem. Even recently with the whole Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef, right? They're both are great artists. I love them both. They both make great music. They're pretty women. They're about their business. Why is it that we can have four male artists that rap about the same thing, have the same style,
same sound,
and we love them both, but when we have two women, it's a problem?
I don't know, but you know what I think so too is like these women are also kind of, Nicki is like a very headstrong, determined woman, and like she needs the crown and she feels like she deserves the crown, and I feel like it's kind of that, especially with being a female rapper, like that is such a coveted position that now that there's another person who's like capable of taking that. Nicki hasn't really had anybody like trying to, nobody really ever came close as much mm-hmm. as Cardi has. And so I feel like it's kind of just protecting your crown. And I think it's more so her fans and her audience mm-hmm. who are protecting her crown as opposed to Nicki.
I agree. Now, once again, guys, in honor of our guest tonight, the Mako Girls, they are a girl group. We're going to play a little game. I'm going to ask you a few questions, all right?
Goodness.
Just a little this or that game, okay? In honor of girl groups, it's girl group time today. So I'm going to give you two girl groups and just tell me which one you would prefer. If you had to go on a concert, they both had a concert the same day, same time, where you're going, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start this or that. TLC or Destiny's Child?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a hard one to start with. I'm going to say Destiny's Child only because they have a lot more bangers. Like, mm-hmm. I really, like, would be singing all the time. But TLC is just, like, it's just a vibe. Like, I feel like the vibe is really, I don't know. Like, it brings me more back to the 90s than Destiny's mm-hmm. Child. And when I hear Destiny's Child, I, like, automatically am like, all right, let me listen to some Beyonce now. Whereas TLC, like, I'm spiraling deep into 90s music right. if I listen to some TLC.
Okay. So, back to rap, back to music. This or that. We're taking it a little bit more back in the day, right?
Okay. Let's see if I can keep up with you, girl.
EVE.
Okay.
Or Queen Latifah.
Oh, Queen Latifah. Sorry. Queen Latifah all the time. 100%. That's not even... I mean, no, yeah. Queen Latifah is exactly as her name calls her. She's a queen.
Queen. And you know what's crazy is that I really feel as if, like, they paved the way for the female rappers who we look up to today.
And I think they're so underrated.
I agree.
But I think just with hip-hop in general, most people that participate, and I mean, that people that really listen to hip-hop, like, a lot of them really don't know about the history of it and what goes behind it. And mm-hmm. I feel like a lot more people need to be recognizing the woman that came before the ones we have now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one more.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
I am.
Now, this one is kind of different. Okay, so Salt and Pepper or the Spice Girls?
Okay, I'm gonna say Salt and Pepper for sure, but also because I've been watching Growing Up Hip Hop though.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Peppa is just such a character that I just really am like feeling her right now. So that's all I've been watching all day. So I'm gonna say Salt and Pepper. And they're just so fun. Cinderella,
yeah,
like I like it.
They were
like
a fun era. Now, once again, guys, for all our listeners out there, remember that we are dedicating tonight's episode to the women and to in the entertainment industry. And so I want to bring up an article I read recently. Angela Bassett, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all love her. Can you believe she's never received an Oscar?
Honestly, the Oscars are rigged, dude.
You think so?
I think the Oscars are rigged.
How do you feel about that? I mean, I think she's an amazing actress. Think about the roles she's played from What's Love Got to Do with It, How Stella Got Her Groove Back,
yeah.
Waiting to Exhale, and she's never received an Oscar.
I mean, and I think this is Orange and Apples. I'm actually not. They're both super talented, but Leonardo DiCaprio, like, only just got that. Was it an Oscar that he'd been waiting for?
Was it?
I think it was an Oscar that he'd never gotten or something, and he just got it like 2 years ago, and that man has been almost in every movie that I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've stopped watching a lot of award shows just because I think that especially to African-Americans and African-American women especially, like, they're not even in the competition. So it's like, I'm not surprised, but I'm obviously disappointed. Like, she deserves every award.
Right, and I agree. And as I stated earlier, I was very surprised when I read that article to realize that. So it only brought me to BET, guys. It's coming up in June. It's right around the corner. Oh, it is June. So BET is, like, right around the corner. How do you feel about the female categories there? They put a lot of heavy hitters against each other.
Yes. I think it's getting, like, harder now. I don't know why. Like, it, even for me as somebody who's just watching and really has nothing to lose, I feel like it's so much, it's harder for me to pick who my favorite would be because there's so many good competition.
Now, of course, the biggest thing in the female category now is once again for female hip-hop artists, Cardi and Nicki. So just pick one. If you have to choose one, we're taking it back to that this or that. Which one are you rooting for?
I'm going to say Cardi only because, and I guess this might be bad, but Remy really killed her in that diss track, and the way that she handled it is what turned me off to her a little bit. Because I think that if she, and I think that she's great, and I really think that she could have came harder at Remy, and she didn't. And then those new two songs that came out, like, I feel like with my artist that I like, I need to see growth. I need to see you, like, even switching up your sound a little bit because you need to evolve. And I feel like those two songs, even though they're good, like, I be playing Chun-Li 24/7.
Love that record.
It sounds like Nicki. It sounds like Itty Bitty Piggy Nicki, like the same Nicki that we've had. And I really was hoping that she would have switched it up a little bit and brought us something that was like, oh, wow, like, she's back, she's new. But it was like, this, we knew you could do this. We knew you could make this sound. So.
Well, and that's the thing, though. I think that's what she was going for. She wasn't going for, I want to show
Switch
you guys something new. She's going for, I'm going to show you guys
Let me remind you.
To like my music in the first place. And once again, as women in the entertainment industry, I think that a lot of more women would excel if they would just stop trying to reinvent themselves and stop trying to prove something to society and just remember why we started to like you in the first place.
But I think also with music nowadays, a lot of people aren't really making music for themselves anymore, and they're not really even making music for the sake of making music. It's all commercialized a lot. So it's kind of hard to even analyze these artists because you're like, I don't even know who you are. Like, I don't even know if this is what you believe in.
That's true. So once again, guys, we are dedicating tonight's episode to the women. In honor of our special guest coming in later, the May Girls. They are a girls group. Once again, we're taking it back to the BET nominations. Best Actress Award. We have some heavy hitters in that category as well. You have actress Tiffany Haddish. Lupita, remember she was in Wakanda. She had a really big year. Issa Rae, remember she's on the
I
show.
Love Issa.
Love her. She has a really big show on Netflix. Angela Bassett, we just was speaking about her. And my girl Taraji P. Henson. All in one category up against one award.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Okay, so I love Taraji. Like, Taraji is, I love my mama.
Congrats on her engagement.
Oh, yes. I love my mama, but if I could pick a mama, it's Taraji. I think she's so, like, she's so real. She really keeps 100%. So I really like her. But Issa Rae, I think she has a more millennial mind, I think, as a millennial, which is, I think that she really is, like, pushing boundaries that a lot of people wouldn't expect. And she's really conscious of the actions that she takes. Like, for example, in her show, she makes sure to show, like protection in every, like, scene that has, like, sexual stuff. And just because she's like, I need to make sure that people know that that's what we're promoting. So I think she's really conscious of her impact. So I really, really like her. And she's just been doing such great things. And I love everything she does. I've been riding with her since she was on YouTube and she did Diary of an Awkward Black Girl. So, like, I can't say anything negative about her. Yeah, I really like her.
That's some pretty heavy hitters in one category.
Yeah, it's going to be
now,
hard.
Now, we do have Tiffany Haddish in a category, and she brings me to the category of her versus Cardi B. They both are very into themselves, and they stay to themselves, very humble women. Why do you believe that Tiffany Haddish is praised for her outgoing personality, but Cardi is put down for hers?
That's a hard question, actually. I would have never thought about that. I think Tiffany, I don't know, maybe Cardi, because Cardi is, I guess people think because she's from, like, the hood, she's from New York, like, it's not just her being fun and being loud. I think it's more associated with that's her personality, where with Tiffany Haddish, people might be able to be like, oh, she's just wild, she's just fun, whereas Cardi's like, she's just loud, she's just a lot. So maybe... I think they're both hilarious.
I think they associate the word just ratchet with Cardi and fun, loud, and that adult with Tiffany. I think that's their difference.
But I think also, too, how Cardi got start is very different from Tiffany.
Agreed.
Because Cardi came from, like, Instagram and Love and Hip Hop, and that's his own image.
Right.
Whereas Tiffany is, like, an actress. So, and she was doing her funny stuff on Instagram, too, her comedian stuff. So I feel like because she went through the industry as opposed to broke through, it's maybe that's why. Who knows? The world is crazy, girl.
It's so crazy. And you know what? You just got to be yourself, right?
Yeah.
You got to be yourself as women in this world. Just be yourself. Don't try to conform yourself for society.
Yes, that's all you can say. That's really all you can do.
All right, ladies. Remember, we have the Mako Girls coming in today for an interview, the girl group, and they're going to do some music for us. We're going to ask them some questions. And because we are dedicating tonight's segment to the women in the entertainment industry, I have to ask you, would you ever be a part of a girls group?
Oh, Lord. I don't think so. I think that with women, unfortunately, like you said, what we've been talking about, there's always so much drama. I'm just a very come home body sort of person that I don't even really, and I guess everybody says, I don't really like to be around drama, but I feel like I just couldn't do it. And then if I'm doing good, I feel like I would really want to leave. And I guess I think that's sometimes a little shady. Like,
oh, you're trying to be the Beyonce of the group.
Exactly. You know, Fifth Harmony, the girl Camila Cabello, it was so funny because you see all these documentaries about groups and then somebody gets approached by someone else and like, you would be so good doing it on your own. And like, no, I have to stay with the group. We did this together. Mm-hmm. Camila was like, nope. Okay. Thank you. I'm leaving. And left like after like a year or two. I feel like that would be me.
Are you familiar with the show Star?
Yes, but I don't watch
that
it a lot. I need to.
That just happened on Star. So
spoiler alert.
Yes, and that was the season finale where the girl Star, she was approached to be go single. She literally left the group. So where do you believe the era is in girl groups? We realize girl groups don't last pretty long. Where do you think that era comes in?
I think just it's like an audience preference. I think because if there's a guy group, you have a large female audience that's like either really attracted to them and thinks their music is good or one or the other. Whereas with women, it's like, honestly, like you're still being their audience that they're gearing and targeting is like women still. Mm-hmm. And so you're not going to have a lot of men who would pay tickets to go see like a girl group. Like that's just not very common. And then a lot of women are just like, I have a hard time, and I guess this is hard for me to admit, but, like, I have a hard time being willing to spend money to see, like, a lot of women in concert. Like,
really?
There's only a few
women.
Because I'm like, I like your song, and I like your sound, and I'll listen to that on speaker in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And, like, I won't really pay money for it, and I feel like if it's, like, it's so sick. I'm so mad saying it.
Why?
But, like, with the man, I'm like, oh, he looks good, and he can sing. It's like I'm paying for the experience. Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, Beyonce or, like, who else? I mean, if I would pay for Beyonce, I'd pay for Nicki, I'd pay for Ariana Grande. I think she has a beautiful, amazing voice. I would pay money for, like, people that I, like, really ride for. I'm like, yo, I think they're amazing, talented artists. But, like, I just think that I have a hard time going to concerts. Maybe I'm not the person to ask. But I think just women have a hard time just because the audience. I think it's, like, a hard target audience. You end up having, like, very young girls. Mm-hmm. Very young girls love girl groups. Mm-hmm. But then you have the girl groups kind of want to, like, be themselves and, like, talk about stuff that they experience. And then you kind of cut off that younger group because they can't really listen to that music.
What I find is usually the biggest problem is, we could take it back to the Cheetah Girls, right? Love them.
I pay a lot of money for that.
And you know what? They really have the power to come back, and I would still go to their concert.
Well, you know what? I went to their concert, and Raven wasn't even there.
Well, you know, she was
doing Raven Simone. I was so mad. She's the whole reason I bought them tickets, and they all walked out, and I was like, but where's Raven at?
Didn't show up. That's another example of a girl group that had a really big influence on the young girls, but the problem was they started to grow up, and the artist wasn't allowing them to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to sing about different things.
Well, then you have a whole Miley Cyrus situation.
Exactly.
And you know what? How do you feel about that? How did you feel about the whole bangers, that whole shift, that whole phase that
Here's my thing. I believe that with music, with artists, what parents have to do is they have to tell their children that that artist is just another human being like you. They started as this childhood person and they were doing childhood things, but now that Hannah Montana is Miley Cyrus and now she's dating and she's experienced her adult life. And you just have to tell your daughter who once looked up to her that, hey, she's an adult now and now things are changing.
Yeah.
And long as you tell your kids that, the inspiration doesn't go away and the admiration doesn't go away.
But to bounce off of that, I think that a lot of parents put too much pressure on artists to make them a role model for their kids because at the end of the day, like, that's not the job that they signed up for. I think that that's a positive that artists get to have where, like, oh, wow, like, kids are actually looking up to me and, like, that's something that they can experience. But, like, that's not their job. Like, that's not what they signed up for. And so I think that's what makes it harder. I think that if I was an artist, I would feel so much pressure to be like, oh, I can't sing about this. I can't do this because people are gonna like get mad and like I want kids to like me, and so I think that's just too much pressure. But the bangers thing was a very interesting phase for her.
But you know what, that's not even just as an artist but just as a woman in period. But remember guys, we're dedicating this episode to women in hip-hop and just in the industry. We have the Mako girls coming in later tonight. It's Bigger Than Hip-Hop Radio, guys. We'll be right back.
Yo, It's your man, Erg 7. Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. I got it locked right here with my man, Jeff Hodges, on iHeartRadio's It's Bigger Than Hip Hop.
Hi, this is Torian, host of Torian's Animal Facts Podcast. You're listening to It's Bigger Than Hip Hop on iHeartRadio. Please check out my podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud, where I talk about cool animals. Today's episode is about the sloth bear. Sloth bears use suction to eat termites from termite mounds. They live in India. And some predators are tigers, dholes, and leopards. They hunt sloth bear cubs. And a full-grown male sloth bear can kill cubs. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe. Bye!
It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio presents A Moment in Hip Hop History with Mocha Brown. A pillar of hip hop, a philanthropist, and a mogul. All hail the queen, Dana Owens. Better known as Queen Latifah, was born on March 18, 1970 in Newark, New Jersey. Her debut album, All Hail the Queen, sold over 1 million copies. And the single, UNITY, earned Latifah her first Grammy Award. The Queen set a precedent as one of the first conscious female empowerment rappers in the game. She earned her first Oscar nomination for the 2002 musical Chicago and an Emmy nod for her portrayal of blues singer Bessie Smith in the 2015 HBO film Bessie. The Queen reigns on. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop Radio salutes Queen Latifah. This is Mocha Brown with your Moment in Hip Hop History.
Peace and blessings. This is Mama Soul. Breakfast is over and it is dinner time now. Every Friday live on iHeartRadio. It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. Peace.
Hey everyone, my name is Miss Kim B, announcing the official Praise Dancers Award coming on Saturday, June the 23rd, 2018 at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park, Georgia. Doors open at 2. It's time to move and groove in the spirit. It's bigger than hip hop. Breakfast is over. It's dinner time now, every Friday, 10 p.m., live on iHeartRadio. See you on the stage.
Mic in my hand, I'm ready, let's go. Along the way, I made a lot of enemies. A lot of people that I thought was a friend of me. Had to understand, they'll smile on my face, turn around and envy me. I'm trying to win, sort of like an MVP, so that's what I'ma do. Nothing's given to you, gotta work hard to take it. The world is for the taking, watch me come and take it. I remember growing up, showing up, no one knew who I was. Now I got a little buzz, made a name for myself. Now people wanna show me love. Not being cocky or conceited, I do what I do for a reason. Losing in an option, can't be defeated. Got a game on lock, so give me the key.
I work for everything that I got. Going.
by any means. Malcolm X said that, yeah, have a dream like Dr. King. I did it on my own, sitting on the throne like I'm royalty. But you know how life goes. People looking at me like I'm psycho, trying to make the right choices in life and not have it drain me like light pole. I'm a soldier in Liverpool combat, got an AK to shoot toward greatness. I'm a young vet in this field, just trying to pave the way so the youth could make it. I worked hard for everything I got and everything I earned in life. Didn't panhandle with a handout, never fixed my mouth for a handout. I want to get under your skin like a bad nerve, give hearing to the deaf so I could be heard. I was born slick, I speed up phlegm cause my flow's sick. It was always studio sessions over new kicks, ain't no turning back. I came too far to look away, life's a poker game, I'm all in, now let's play. I work, I did it by myself, and I work, I ain't need no help. And I work, always stayed strong. And I work, had to go and get it on my own.
I work for everything that I got. I ain't had no friends, I ain't had no one, I had no day. Yeah, I had to go and get it. I had to go and get it on my own.
We back. It's bigger than hip hop. You know we got it going on tonight, cause in the building, y'all, is Hit Trio, the Mako Girls. What's good?
Woo! What's up, y'all? It's your girl Mimi.
I'm a nice.
Yo, it's Keena. And my crew comes in and we're turning up the crowd. The neighbors at the door, cause the music's getting loud. We can party all night. They sit in the spotlight. And I'm gonna show my friends how to have a good time. And we're the Mako Girls.
What's up?
All right, it's definitely a pleasure and honor to have y'all in the building. You know, we got
Thank
to link
you.
Up and rock out at this recent Teen Award.
Yes.
It was definitely, it was a pleasure seeing y'all do y'all thing out there.
Yes, thank you.
No doubt.
Mama Lions is definitely fam. We see her all
big
the time.
Up,
so
big up to yeah. Mama Lions.
Sahiman and everybody. And all the honorees, too.
Indeed, yes.
Indeed.
Now, you ladies are beautiful. Let me just start there.
Thank you.
And now, what's the
individual names. Who you guys?
Mimi. Anai.
Kina.
Okay, and how'd you guys come up with this name, the Mako Girls?
M for Mimi.
A for Anai.
K for Kina. And our last name, Ochoa. Wow.
Oh, y'all got this together.
Yes.
Y'all got this together. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Now, we are dedicating tonight's episode to the women in the entertainment industry in honor of you guys.
Thank you.
So we thank you all for coming. Now, go ahead and tell me, how did you guys get started in the music industry?
Well, we started just dancing at first, but we were so in love with the boy group Mindless Behavior when they first came out, and they were pretty much one of our inspirations to start actually performing and going out there and doing showcases and doing talent shows. So they were like one of the main reasons. And then for our music, we was kind of inspired by TLC because their music, everybody still loves it to this day. So and we want our music to be the same way.
And also around October 2013, that's when we decided from just dancing, we added music into our career, like singing. Right. And ever since then, we've been the Mako Girls.
Yep.
We've just been working ever since then, so.
No doubt. Now, I hear a little ting in your voice there. Yeah. Talk about that Caribbean thing twist and how it influences your music.
Yes, our grandma's from Trinidad, so we always add that into, like, our show. We have, like, a one set just dedicated to that and just letting
Caribbean
people.
Caribbean music. We got the Trinidad songs playing.
It's also, we also put it in our Carnival Glow Party. So the Carnival is to represent our Trinity background.
And our culture. And letting people into our world so that way they can get a new feel for different things and showing them, you know, how we have a good time and what the Mako Girls are about and just learning a little more about us. So we love to, you know, be in our culture and letting other people know that as well.
Yes. I love it, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Talk about that Carnival Glow Party that you guys got going on. That's a real powerful move right
Yes, we have it every year, usually around spring break.
Yeah, okay. The first one that we did was an introduction into the music industry. We thought, oh, let's go ahead and put something together that's never been done before. So we did a survey in school, and we asked the kids what they would like to go to, and it was like a glow party. So we was like, okay, cool. We like the glow lights anyway, so check for that.
And our parents will always do parties, so it will always be glowing in the dark there.
Yeah.
And then with the carnival, that's where carnival came in, where we wanted to show our culture, so that just went in there as well. And then after that, like after the first year, we started adding teens and tweens to our platform so they can get a chance to perform, because there's not that many platforms for us to be able to perform. And anybody with clean music, it's supposed to be a concert / party, so it's supposed to come get a show and then also be able to turn up and have a good time as well.
Family friendly event. Your auntie, your uncle, your baby sister,
nephew, all them can come. And we want to make it a tour too around the world, so everybody experience it if they can't make it to for the annual one that we do. So we traveled
Alabama.
That was our first stop for there, and then I think we were going to Louisiana for our next stop.
Hey, I'm from New Orleans.
Louisiana, so you know we're gonna go, you know, show some love.
And we also give away like big prizes. Like the last time, I think last year we gave away the iPhone X. Not the iPhone X. Last year we gave the iPhone 7. This year we gave the iPhone X.
Wow, I wasn't there. I need that.
That first one was a little girl. She was only 7 years old. She won that phone. I know she happy.
I remember the first glow party. Somebody won like $100.
And they asked him, what did he want with that money? And then he said he wanted more money.
He was like,
to buy more money. That's what they wanted to get.
We was like, okay. But yeah, every year we give away a dance contest prize. And then we have live radio broadcasting. There's face painting, the dance contest. And then we have
concessions.
Everybody's looking for photos, right? Yeah, so it's a very fun event. You guys should definitely come out. The year before, we had 450 people in the building. Oh, wow. So, yeah, it gets packed and it's lit. So, if you've never been to one, just stay tuned because we will be posting it everywhere. And hopefully, we can get you guys as sponsors as well.
Be a part of the team.
And, you know, turn up with the Mako Girls. So, yeah.
Now, I'm looking over here as the song goes, my lips is popping.
Yes.
Talk about y'all being young entrepreneurs, getting that lip gloss endorsement. Talk about that. That's major.
Since they see it, I'm going to just say what colors we wearing, like, for the people who are listening. Mimi has on her, have our group color, which is Superstar Red. I have on Royally Me, and Kina
has Kawaii Blue.
And then I have a Pinkalicious feature, which is pink. And we have three lip glosses as well. And we are partnered up with Kissable Lips Cosmetics. So you guys can go order that on our website at
www.makeogirls.com.
And you can also get it at the store Kissable Lips Cosmetics store in Riverdale. So just tell them Makeo Girls sent you. And, you know, we hook you up.
Hey,
ladies. Everybody, every time we go somewhere, they're like, you didn't bring my lipstick. And it's
like, sorry. We don't have any on this stock right now.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to the store or order online. But yeah, everybody loves it every time they see it. They're like, oh, your lips are so pretty.
Yeah, I love them on you guys.
Thank you.
That's what I just was going to say. I love how put together you ladies are, and it's in a respectable manner. And that brings me to my next question for you. So tonight we're dedicating, like I said, our segment to women in the entertainment industry. You guys are in the entertainment industry, so not even asking, you've become role models for young women, right?
Yes.
How do you guys deal with that, you know, just being role models?
I remember we did our meet and greet, or what was it? It was like, I think our EP release.
EP release? Or
not that one. It was another one, but it was at that little, you know, that pizza place. One of the women there who was working, she had she was like, oh my gosh, guys, the Makeo Girls are here for their media day. Uh-huh. And then she is like the only one that clapped for us. Everybody was like, why are you talking to us? Because we're trying to eat. But she ended up getting inspired and then went to do modeling, and she stopped working where she was at the, I think, what is it, the Cheesecake Factory and Atlantic Station. Mm-hmm. And she went to go do modeling and stuff too. And then a lot of our friends ask for like advice on how to get started. We have kids in our DM like, hey, how you make me famous? I'm like, well, you know,
it doesn't happen overnight.
That's right. And they're like,
hard work.
And they're like, can you make me famous? I'm like, we still working on it too. I can't.
Sometimes it gets hard because we're like, man, we're setting the example. So whatever the kids are going to see, they're going to want to do it too. Like, if we get piercings, they're going to want to get one too.
So we just always keep that in mind, like, that we have other people watching and stuff. But, you know, we show them how to have a good time and still be positive. So they don't think, oh, you're doing good, you're boring. Like, no.
Still go have fun. Good don't have to always be boring.
Yeah.
Go have fun, go dance and stuff. Everybody still invite us to parties. We the one that bring the party. So, always lit.
No doubt. So let me ask you, you intentionally came in the game wanting to have that positive model, right? So does it feel any pressure to it in regards to that? Because earlier these young ladies was talking about there's some pressure to that.
It's not too much. It's just a little.
I think it's a little easier when it's like everything around, like in the world, is just always negative. So it's always like cool to be able to bring that light and let people be able to have a good time and not have to worry. Like when we come into a place and a lot of people, like some people be scared to meet celebrities because they don't know if they're going to be like stuck up or whatever. But we always treat people like we've met them a million times. Like they are best friend. Like we always speak to them and be positive and be like, hey, what's up? Because that's you get what you give out.
Right.
So if you have a positive vibe, they're going to vibe with you positive too. So that's what we try to put out there. And I don't think it's hard when you automatically are already like that. Like,
Yeah.
You have to be genuine.
Yes.
If you're trying.
I like that.
You have to be humble. You have to be very humble.
Yeah. So if you're trying to be like that, then it may not work out that way. Because, you know, but if you're positive already, it's just going to flow.
Yeah.
Now, we definitely got to give credit where credit is due. Mom and Dad plays a really big role.
Yes.
That's why they won that award at the
Independent Image Awards.
Yeah. Managers for the year. So they won. And our dad is actually at a venue space because we just left a performance.
Right. That's right. Hard work.
Yes.
He's there.
Working down stuff.
Until we're done to come back to get them. So they help us with everything. They help get our wardrobe. They fund everything that we do. They also help, you know, promote us as well. Mm-hmm. Post on social media. Talk to people too. They help out with every single thing that we do. So we have to give props to them for everything. Because they supported our dream since day one.
Yes.
They went and supported us and told us we was doing good.
They learned how to do other stuff.
And then we look back at the videos and like, why did you lie to us? They had to support us in the beginning for us to get that and grow. So they supported us since day one. So it's always, you know, we're always thankful because they like my our friends be like, I wish my parents did that. Mm-hmm. So we take we be thankful and grateful for that.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's good. Now, you did talk about your style, and I'm looking at these jackets, ladies, yes. and these outfits.
It's too big for me, but I still...
But you know what? That's okay. And you earlier you mentioned about the TLC inspiration.
Yes.
And so, what inspired you guys' style?
I think...
Okay, it's a lot.
Everybody has their own style. Okay. I feel like for my style, well, it has to be, you know, a little edgy, but, you know, a little hip-hop, you know. It got to be...
You like the sauce. You want the...
Yeah. For me, I like to be comfortable. So I like the grunge type look. Mm. I would wear all black if I could, but I can't. I have to have some color to make me pop. But
sometimes it just depends on my mood. If I just want to, you know, just
casual.
I think... I
had to learn, like, I didn't want to really put a label on my style because mm-hmm. there's days when I want to just wear, like, the Adidas jogger suits and just be like that. I wear my baseball cap, like, all the time. So I don't put a cap on what I like to wear, but I'm very fashionable, I would say that. Yeah. I love to, bling. I love bling. I'm four color. Like, I'm trying to give more colors in my wardrobe already. I'm for a lot of stuff, actually. I'm very open, and I'm trying to, like, broaden what I like to wear because I'm mainly in, like, t-shirts. All the time.
And athletic wear for me because I always
I'm trying to, you know, open and try different things. So, yeah, we're always broadening our, like, style and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's good because not only are you a girl group, but you guys are individuals, too. So, you have to do that, right?
Personalities. All completely different.
Nice. Nice segue. Now talk about that individual writing process.
Well, I think everybody has their own. Like, for me, when I write, I'm so hard on myself. Like, I look up to, like, when I rap, I look up to Big Sean. I feel like he is so clever with words mm-hmm. and the way he put those punchlines and stuff in there. So I'd be like, oh, it got to sound like Big Sean. Like, people got to really think. Like, mm-hmm. I want them to think mm-hmm. when I'm writing. So I look up to him a lot when it comes to writing raps and stuff. And I critique myself while I'm writing. But when I have it, I mm-hmm. can keep going. And I help them out writing stuff, too. So
yeah, we all help each other out.
Because sometimes when I write, when I don't have, like, the right punchline.
Uh-huh.
I'd be listening at, like, when we were in school. Now we're so, you know, I don't have many. Goodness. But this girl was like, ain't no shame in my game. And I was just like, hold up, that actually sound real good. So I always just, like, listen for some good punchlines mm-hmm. whenever people, because when people talk, they don't realize they spitting out lyrics.
Yeah.
Right.
And
yeah.
I just be like, well, you know, just collect that lyric, you know, think about it, and then
I'm
going to
give you
it.
Credit later, girl.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm using it now.
Yeah.
I would say for my writing process, I'm mostly an out-of-the-box thinker, but I will always get caught up in, like, certain, like, cliches. So Mimi would be like, hey, why don't you jump out of that cliche and jump into this one?
Like, you know,
she would, like, nitpick myself, like, you're so picky. What? You helping me, so it's fine.
And then tomorrow, in the morning, we'll be doing the 411 brand.
Hey, shout out to the gang.
This will be our second year.
This will be my first year, because last year I was too young.
And this it's a music program, and it invites students like us who really love music and want to get into that field and know a little more about it. We go to Patchwork Studios every Saturday we record a song every week. We write in a week, so that helps us too, because they really helped us get to writing and knowing our style, because before that it took 3 months to write our first single.
The whole summer we tried to write that song.
I wrote my part upside down on the couch.
It's okay though, because you can't rush the process.
But it's helping us, you know, be able to write more and learn how to work with different people. So our writing process is definitely growing, and we're learning about ourselves and how we like to write.
Indeed.
And it also helps us network with other people. So with Queen Nafisa, we had worked with her in Patchworks, and now we work with her with, like, different other songs and stuff like that.
Different opportunities too that she never even knew about. And then they have a lot of people that work with, like, V103 come in and talk to us, and then like Nick Grant came and talked, and then and then there was another lady, she's with TuneCore, and she does distribution with music. So she talked, we learn every aspect of music, so it's not just recording. We learn the background and everything. So we had somebody from CSET come and explain split sheets and what we do for that. So we learn everything about it in that program, and it's really fun. So writing is definitely involved in that.
Now you talk about music. Tell and introduce the song you guys brought. The song you brought with you today, Worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay.
Yes.
We're gonna talk about Worldwide a little bit. Worldwide is our single that we want to put out there. It's about getting your block popping, your city rocking.
You know, being worldwide.
And we travel from a lot of different places. Y'all. We traveled to London, Bahamas, a lot of the East Coast, New York, Virginia, you name it. We've probably been on the East Coast. We haven't made our way to California yet.
I have. But it's okay.
We're working on it.
But Worldwide is our song about traveling the world and experiencing different cultures and turning up with people and having a good time. So that's what our song is.
Because we worldwide in this thing.
Hey.
And we're going to give it to them right now.
I love how the syndicate music worldwide. Yeah. I be honest, no lie. Like beast to a honey if you just let me fly. If you don't let me fly, I'm just gonna keep coming back till you realize. Hello, I'm a beast in disguise. I'm young and I'm able. So I'm fresh and so stable. My cards on the table, yeah. That world first fly. London, what's up with you? It's been a while since I've been in the cup with you. I ain't got my time, if I see my style, and there ain't no rubbish of a Beatles, I'm loving you. You work so hard, I'm just trying to keep up with you.
Come on.
Jamaica with the guan, turn up the team, you know it's big ups to you.
Gonna get your block popping, your city rocking. If you're rolling with me, then you know what I mean. Take me away, away, away. I wish I could stay all day. We worldwide.
I'm running like a beast, but a pretty bop.
Yeah.
Ain't a slow release, I'ma get it, got
it.
Houston to Detroit, Decatur to the Bay. Maybe to the Harlem, I don't think I'm not. Coming to your city block, bump loud, don't ever see me stop. Bass pound, shake ground from that drizzy drop. I like that sound from that busy box. Just know I'm round when that beat knock, yeah. And if you ain't feeling the youngin', no frontin', be stuntin', just say you not. It's hard to be hated when your status change, man, we spreadin' like vapor clouds. I bop on the daily, no blessings, I weigh me, no time to be fakin', nah. So bop with me, baby, I promise, I slay it, I promise, let me say it now.
Your city rocking. If you're rolling with me, then you know what I mean. Take me away, away, away. I wish I could stay all day. We worldwide in this thing. Yeah, we worldwide in this thing. We worldwide in this
thing. My lyrics like a taser, middle shot. My chop as a razor, middle chop. Heavy labor, never stop. All my best behavior, cream of crop. Make the city box, D.C. the Mississippi rock. St. Luke, get you, take it to the top. Long Beach to Queens, y'all what time mean? Me and my team will make the city box. Get the inner city hot. Ain't got no time for beef, petty stop. Be on my grind like it's about to drop. Though all the time, I know it's really not. It's about these rhymes that I love a lot. If love's a crime, gonna call the cops. I'm in my prime, so be on the watch. Be in your town, be the day of block.
Gonna get you boom. Poppin', your city rocking. If you're rolling with me,
rolling
then
with
you
me.
Know what then I mean. Take me away, away, away. Hey. I wish I could stay all day. We were
gonna get
this
your thing
popping.
All right.
Definitely
like popping.
Thank
digging
you.
That. I was in the parking lot like, what?
I know. I'm over here like,
I'm digging that. So who doing the singing?
All of us.
All of y'all
singing?
Yes.
We all sing, we all dance.
We all rap.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Triple threat.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a beautiful thing to see that you young ladies is learning the business, not just coming in and singing.
Yes.
And you know, you're going to be well-rounded and go major places, no
yes.
doubt.
Yes.
Where do you see yourselves in, say, 5 years from now?
I see us.
In Japan.
No, she's not in Japan.
I know where I want to be.
I know where I want to be.
I can see us. On tour, doing Me and Gracie stuff.
Yeah, I can see our fan base growing where we have people noticing us everywhere we go. You know, it's happening slowly now, but, you know, I'm ready for that. Like, oh, there they
go. And it's funny because actually, it was like 2 weeks ago, I think, we went to Walmart and this girl had noticed Kina and I. And she was just like, oh, my gosh, hi. And
I remember. We went to get pizza the other day and this girl was like, you look stupid familiar. I was like, is this talking to me or my dad? Because you say my dad like Kanye. So
oh,
I was
gosh.
Like, us or him. And she was like, you, aren't you Mako Girls? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then she noticed me. And then we went to the mall and somebody noticed me.
I saw him stop the camo, walk by. I was like, that's the Mako Girls. Like, oh, my gosh.
Now we got to really put on regular, like, some clothes.
Gotta put them glasses and the wig on. Like, no one see me.
We've been going in sweats and stuff all the time. So our dad was like, you guys got to dress up nice because people going to see
you. Yeah, people going to want to take photos.
Right.
Now, how do you ladies balance that with being regular girls in school? You know, how does that work?
All of our friends, well, everybody at our school know what we do because we performed at the school twice, so they know what we do. They pretty much support us. Or if they, like, don't say anything, I'm sure they know because we've performed there so many times. But everybody's super supportive that we know of so far. We haven't had anybody, like, say anything, like, oh, like, you don't do good or whatever. Like, they, our teachers support us, too. Like, our
the principal even support them.
Yeah, our my chemistry teacher, I had told him about the glow party or whatever, and he just bought a ticket just so he could support. Then he put our video up in the classroom. I had to, like, tell him, like, don't play that one because it's old. Like, play this one. That's how to play. But, you know, they support us as well. And a lot of our friends, we have flyers. They would pass them out for us. So we get a lot of support in school. So it's not really that bad with balancing the schoolwork. You pretty much get it done. I don't really have that much homework, so
I'm in college, so I don't have to do
really?
That much.
What year are you in college?
This is my first semester. Oh. I'm going back and forth.
Oldest?
Yes, I'm the oldest.
Oh, I thought you were
a lot of people think that Mimi is the oldest.
She
talks a lot, so
I'm
more introverted. So I like to be like, yeah, I'm gonna listen, and then whenever you catch me, I'm gonna listen and then jump in when I feel like it.
Okay, I literally thought you were the oldest. Second, and you do.
Yeah.
Mommy, I'm sorry.
Everybody always don't know which one.
It's either she's the oldest or we're twins.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
So, is there anything you want our listeners to know that they don't know about the Mako girls?
Let me see.
Kina like horror movies.
I play a sport. Volleyball.
Now he's making me play a sport. Volleyball. She's making me. Well, my mom and her wants me to get a high school experience. So I'm going to be playing volleyball this year. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not athletic. I don't feel like I'm athletic. I don't like the pressure of if I mess up, the team might hate me. Like, so we'll see how this goes. But I think the coach always ends up putting me in the game. So, I guess
it's kind of confusing because both of our last names is Ochoa.
So, they used to call her by her last name, Ochoa, like, hey, Ochoa, you know, get in. So, now they can't just say that because now it's two.
Yeah. I said they should call us Big O and Little O.
I said capital O or lowercase O.
They said we're going to call you Ochoa 1 and Ochoa 2. They said call her Ochoa 1 because she's older.
Right.
And but they were like, well, Ochoa, me, was in first, like, played the first time, so.
Yeah. I said I was going to be at their games with a big cardboard sign.
That's right. Big
with their name. I always support.
My grandma was joning on me because she know I don't play sports. My cousins don't even believe me when I tell them. They're like, I was like, oh, yeah, I had practice. They're like, for what? I'm like, volleyball. They're like, you? Volleyball? No. I was like, and my grandma was like, okay, I'll be at the game with the ice pack and heating pads and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I'm not talking to you. Don't come to my games. Just don't go. But, yeah, I think, yeah, she's making me play volleyball, and my favorite candy is the purple Skittles. I just don't like the red ones.
Gotcha.
Now, you guys, with your positive platform, you definitely created some youth project initiatives. Talk about that.
Our project initiative, I would just say that the glow part is definitely one that we push so much because it is for teens who don't have that platform, especially with their clean music and being able to get it out there because we get them radio station interviews and stuff like that. Okay. They get all of that. We promote them with everything that we're doing.
We get them interviews with many different people.
So they get opportunities as well.
They get to feel like celebrities.
Yeah, they get to feel like celebrities. They walk red carpet. They do everything that we do for the show. So we get them that opportunity, and I feel like that's one thing that we do like to do differently is to make sure that we get them as much exposure as we get as well whenever we do the shows and stuff. And people also, like, they get more shows after the glow party. Like, they be like, this is Mako weekend. After this weekend, we gonna be booked again. Like, because every time we get them in there, like, people know because they probably never heard of them. So once we get them out there, then they have, like, a ton of gigs and stuff like that.
It is also awesome because mostly everybody that we have worked with, we have connected with. So we're either cool with them, we exchange information.
We see them at different shows. We feel comfortable now because they're there. Like, it's cool now.
It's networking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, as you understand the industry, you want to either be indie artist all the way through or you're looking to be signed?
Well, I know our goal is to be signed because, like, we don't really have, like, financial backing all the way. So I think that's what our goal was in the beginning, was to be signed. And, you know, it was like Atlantic or Interscope, like those people who we know work with groups like us to actually push us out there. And then are, we're trying to work to where we do a lot of stuff already, so they're just pretty much helping us with what we already have put together. So they're just pretty much supporting what we're doing and our creative ideas. So that's what we want to make sure that we're still hands-on, so they know that we actually care about what's going out there and what we put out there, and just, you know, getting that backing and helping us out to, like, get to those people we probably couldn't get to by ourselves. So, yeah,
that's what's important, knowing the business.
Yes. And we do know about, like, getting some money and what ways, you know, with writing music. That's definitely one way to make sure you're getting music. Exactly. And we have our own label as well and our own publishing company.
There you go.
So
there you go,
ladies. Yeah.
All of that. Now you're talking.
Yes, so we have all of that in there, you know, to make sure we get a lot of that.
Our mom,
get that back.
Mom's making sure we get in hands-on experience.
Hey, ladies, it's definitely been an honor and a pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let them know where they can find you at real quick.
Well, you guys can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mako Girls.
Subscribe to us on YouTube at Mako Girls Atlanta.
And check out all of our information on our website at www.makogirls.com.
Mako Girls is spelled
M-A-K-O-G-I-R-L-S.
And notice that's a K, not a C.
Yeah.
It's definitely been an honor and pleasure. Hey, guys, stay tuned. Next week is going down. You hear me? It's going down in the building. We're going to have the lovely Miss Manona Youssef, and also second half, we're going to have the lovely Miss Selena Johnson. Y'all check us out. Until then, peace.